Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Sunday, the 27th of July. Apologies, I'm late. I was getting the updates from Malta. That's it. I'm not sure she'll be coming back. You know, she absolutely loves it. Loves it. Just loves sitting there holding a baby. I'm not sure I get it myself, but fair play. Right. Today, obviously, the end of the Premiership. So this after this weekend, that'll be Portugal, Turkey, and the Premier League done. So as I keep saying, it will quieten down. We'll have that spell of sort of not much going on. Serie A finishing, and the Scandinavian leagues, Japan and China started today. But I'm not massive in those leagues personally. So I will be putting together next season, and I'll be in touch with numerous groups over a way forward for. Pretty much sort of end of August, September onwards. So end of the Premier League today. I can't see any of the bottom three sides that need to winning. Personally, I think Villa and Bournemouth will most likely get draws. Villa have been quite good defensively since they've been back, and West Ham are hardly the sharpest up front. Everton misfiring at times. Bournemouth, I think Bournemouth will make the best fist of winning out of the teams that need to win. The Arsenal price I've talked about already. They've drifted massively. Obviously, there's team news that Arsenal are going to rest players and play kids, which I don't really get. The cup final's still a week away. But I think Arsenal could play their under-13s and give Watford a game the form, and miss Watford are in at the minute. So I just think the price is ridiculous. So I am running through the Premier League for me. I would love to see Leicester beat United after United players rested players for the FA Cup. I don't care what anybody said, they did. A few United fans have come on at me, trying to have a go. Yeah, they didn't. Yes, they did. They were flying, playing strong team, threw the cup away, sacked it off to rest players and paid the price. And then they couldn't beat West Ham. And if they don't win today and Leicester do, that'll be the old Champs League gone as well. So I'd like to see Leicester being up there. Vardy, obviously, I tipped for the golden boot. Hopefully he gets that over the line. I think United set up well for a team like Leicester, as in, they're a decent team for United, for Leicester to play, because Vardy up against flipping cart horse Maguire, I'd fancy. So I do think he'll get opportunities today, Vardy, up against that back line. I think Chelsea will beat Wolves. I do think Tottenham will beat Palace, but probably make hard work of it if they do. And then at the bottom, as I say, I think Bournemouth will draw. I think Watford will get beat, and I think Villa West Ham will draw. That is how I'm calling it. The only bet I've got for you is the over 2.5 at Chelsea is too big. Over 2.5 goals at Chelsea. Drip it in through the first 10 minutes and trade on a goal. That is it. I've got no horses. A few winners yesterday. I hope people did okay. Yeah, that's it. I'm going to crack on because I've been doing Excel all day and I was a bit behind with one of the Chinese teams threw everything into a new Chinese team through FDD in a tailspin this morning. So it meant it was a later start. So I'm going to crack on. Enjoy your Sunday and I will be back with you all. As I say, tomorrow should quieten down. I'll have time to do a few more lengthy pods and talk a bit more about the way forward in certain aspects of what we're doing. But enjoy your Sunday. Good luck. Enjoy the football this afternoon. And I'll be back with you tomorrow.